Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, also don't forget you can download the app, On Call Radio. Easy enough. Go to the website, download that. You can listen to the show, ask us questions, and catch the show from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. It's a great way to stay connected. Plus, it doesn't cost anything. Pretty cool. And maybe if you're on an AM station, one of our AM stations in the area, and you don't get the signal that well, it's a great way to listen to the show, static-free, if you will, and a great way to stay connected with us along the way. Let's go to the phones and talk with Eric to kick it off. Hi, Eric.
Fine problem. I have periodically sciatic nerve from a pinched disc or something like that. I was wondering what thinks about inversion machines and like opinions.
Well, I think a couple of things along those lines. I mean, the sciatic nerve itself, the inversion tables are good. I really do like them. I think they're great. It's a great therapeutic tool. As much as we sit throughout the day, it's great just for overall spine health. And it allows there to be some relaxation of the spine. It decompresses it at some level, which is always a good thing. But when you're looking at overall sciatic pain, you've got to get a little bit more aggressive, in my opinion, because you have the sciatic nerve, which is the largest nerve in the body, comes out of the lower back around the tailbone, okay, and it goes through the gluteal region, your rear end, on the side, and there's a little muscle that wraps around it, and it's called the piriformis muscle. That muscle, if it goes into spasm, which it can pretty easily, boy, it causes some serious pain. I mean, literal, where you can't even really get comfortable with the kind of pain that causes. So you have to be a little bit careful with that because it can be quite the challenge, no doubt. And again, one of the other pieces you have to look at in dealing with sciatic nerve pain is you need someone to work on it. Typically, an osteopathic physician, if they've still been doing their training with manipulative type therapy, or a chiropractic physician, of course, is kind of the expertise there. I mean, I personally think nobody can tackle sciatic pain and low back pain, anything to do with the spine that's non-surgical, better than a chiropractic physician. I think that's just, I mean, that's the training. So, you know, for years and years, they do that style of training. So it's a great way to go if you've not done that. Plus, decompression therapy is a really good option as well. Having someone that can check and make sure that there's really a good system in line to decompress the spine is a big, big piece of this. So making sure that all that is in line will help tremendously. And I encourage you to look along those lines to get the help you need. Because there are nutritional components that can help. There's a great product that can just cut down on the inflammation that's all natural called Amino Active. And the Amino Active, I think it's aminoactive.com. But it's all natural. It's made from homeopathics and real proteins, which are amino acids, in a combination formula that helps to repair and regenerate the tissue while cutting down the inflammation at the same time. It's absolutely amazing. One of the best products I've really ever seen when it comes to that. You can check those guys out. autism, they're saying now, may be linked to cancer-causing gene mutations, which is a little bit of a challenge. So, again, here's the autism bug. Again, certain gene mutations, genetic mutations that cause cancer or tumors appear to be linked with autism in some people. Researchers have found about 10% of children with mutations in a gene called PTEN, which causes breast, colon, and thyroid and other organ cancers, have autism. But so do about half of the children with gene mutations associated with some forms of brain and kidney cancer and large tumors in the brain and some other organs. New York Times reported recently, and it's... But scientists note that the findings apply only to a small percentage of people actually with autism. So discovery of the possible link between cancer-causing gene mutations and autism have been noted. But others, they say they're looking at it, of course, looking at the cancer genes and the connections with autism. It's interesting because they're saying it's a little bit uncanny, but the parallels between cancer and autism and how the genes are similar. So it's, the whole genetics concept, although it can be confusing, is really interesting because when you have links with any type of issue like cancer or autism, you got to look at the environment. What is triggering that link? Is it just family history in our direct genes, or is it where our genes have evolved and changed? Our DNA has been impacted. And that's a study that's going on right now. I mean, we're looking at the fact on how our environment and what we do every single day as far as our eating habits, exercise habits, stress, what that can do to really transform our overall health and how it impacts us in a negative way. We have to look at that and see. Once you start to see those values kick in and really begin to see how it can disrupt us in a negative way, that's where you really begin to understand, wow, this is kind of a big deal. So impressive and interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to oncallradio.com. We're here for you to help you. Don't forget our TV shows out as well. Check your local listings. And you can find us pretty much all over the country now. It's amazing. Every single day we're on. And you can check out On Call Television there as well. So let's go to Jana on the phones. Hi, Jana.
I'm 61 years old, interested in recommendations for diet. Also had a question about Kangen or Kangen water, mm-hmm. which is an alkaline water.
Yeah, it's the Kangen water, let me just stop you right there. The Kangen water is good. I really like it, good research behind it. The Kangen systems are great. It's not going to transform the world, but it definitely improves the water, which, you know, the better water we can get in our body, our body's made of 70-75% water, so the better water supply, we can do much better. So that's one big piece of this. The other is, I mean, again, when you're looking at the overall quality of what you're putting inside the body, diet is everything. So if you're going to eat, make sure you keep your overall anti-inflammatory based diet, which is in my book that you can catch there at the website. But when you follow that type of system, make sure it's balanced. Equal amounts of lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, then your good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of that makes a big difference. Because it's about lifestyle, and it's about building a plan that's customized for you that's different than the next person. So what separates that? Well, it comes down to your own biochemical individuality. And your biochemistry has to be set into a way that can really begin to thrive. And when you begin to get your body in a position where it can thrive, that's where you win the game. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do. So it's about finding out what your body needs versus what it doesn't. And you build that good game plan around that. All right, hope that helps. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health. And also, check out the website during the break. We'll be right back.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Attention, taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. You know, our sleep really makes a big difference. And, of course, you want to get the best sleep that you can. But poor sleep can lead to poor food choices, a new study says. Researchers looked at about 23 healthy young adults and found that they were more likely to favor unhealthy snack and junk foods such as pizza and donuts when they were sleep deprived. The brain scans revealed that sleep deprivation was linked with impaired activity in the brain's frontal lobe, which governs a lot of the complex decision-making and increased activity in the brain areas associated with rewards. So they said what we've discovered is that high-level brain regions required for complex judgments and decisions become blunted by a lack of sleep, while more primal brain structures that control motivation and desire amplify. This is all done at the University of California, Berkeley. And high-calorie foods also became significantly more desirable when participants were sleep-deprived. And the combination, they say, of altered brain activity and decision-making health may help explain while people who sleep less tend to be overweight or obese. Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, if you're not getting the rest that you need, you've got leptin, you've got ghrelin, two of the main hormones that control our appetite versus how much we eat, all of that are not being regulated to their maximum capacity. So that's one major issue. And then also you have to look at, too, one of the big challenges that we find with this is within sleep deprivation. You know, it's a big issue because the stress levels are so high, and that's why people are not sleeping. So whether it's their work, not making enough money, the challenges that go along with that, that becomes one of the major issues that you have to look at. So I just really encourage anyone that deals with this sort of thing, you've got to look at your overall nutritional chemistry. If you can't sleep, there's reasons behind it. Not just because you're not sleeping, because you just can't figure that out. There's nutritional reasons. There's lifestyle reasons why you are not getting the sleep that you need. So that's a big key to figure that out. Have someone that can evaluate, look at nutritional deficiencies, find out the basics. And, you know, you may need a sleep study. I mean, there may be a host of reasons why that's happening. But the big issue is to understand why. Your sleep patterns will determine ultimately the kind of health you're going to have long term. That's a big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Alice, you're next with us. How can I help?
Had a problem with rapid heartbeat for the last 2 years. Before that, I only took metoprolol for rapid heartbeat when it was storming. Windstorms really frightened me. And 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago, in January of 2013, I had the rapid heartbeat, and it always comes at night after I've been dreaming. It doesn't have to be a bad dream, but sometimes it's a bad dream, and it's rapid, and it wakes me. And then I usually take an aspirin, but since I was diagnosed probably with atrial fib, because when I went to the hospital the first time, my heart rate was a little over 100, and he said that was an indication that it was atrial fib. But we're kind of curious, or I'm curious to why it only happens at night and I don't have it in the daytime.
There's a couple reasons for that. I mean, there could be AFib typically although mainstream medicine will say typically that, and again, I'm going to give you multiple viewpoints, right? So I'm going to give you what traditional medicine will say, and then there's alternative medicine being trained in both fields. I'm going to give you kind of a rundown of both. I mean, traditional medicine says that it's not really nutritionally related, but alternative medicine will say that. And typically, from a nutritional perspective, we're talking about B vitamins, heavy amounts of B vitamins, not just going and taking a B complex. I mean, there are certain B vitamin deficiencies that you'll need from a natural whole food source that can help, and also certain mineral deficiencies that could be present. And then also you've got to look at the omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fatty acids are one of the number one, really, deficiencies that we see in the body. And not having enough of those can make a big difference. And people really struggle when it comes to this. And building a good game plan around it so that you can thrive and so that your body and your heart mostly can function is a big deal. That's why getting some nutritional labs done, having your physician take a look at that, have them look at iodine. There's an iodine clearance test that can be done. And iodine many times is a key trace mineral for overall heart rate and rhythm because it affects the thyroid. So the thyroid can be sometimes primary to a secondary issue with the heart going into AFib. Those two together are correlated. So again, and that's more alternative mindset. That's not traditional. So you've got to look at that. Have someone that can evaluate that at least at some level. That can help tremendously in this case, okay? About 1.3 million American children were seen in the hospital emergency departments for sports-related injuries recently. This is kind of an update on sports injuries. Well, a lot of them are just for fractures and strains and cuts and scrapes and even concussions. But Safe Kids Worldwide said it's a nonprofit advocacy group. And it said that the cost of treating such injuries is more than about $935 million per year, which is very interesting. And they said about 12% of youngsters' sports-related injury trips to the ER could be cut down if better education was done in sporting events, is what they're saying. So far too many kids are arriving at emergency rooms which are predictable, meaning that if they had maybe a physician within their sporting event that was on site that could look at it, that would prevent them from going to the ER. Of course, spending the money, getting unnecessary tests, all of that. So hopefully we'll see more of that. Most high school teams, well, you know, you get into the early elementary, middle school, they have staff, but they're not at all the games and practices, but they usually have a trainer that is that bridge to the physician. Hopefully there can be more of the supervision, at least at a higher level, that could help drop some of this so that the ER visits won't be as much. Coming up, we'll jump in. We got a powerful super set of superfoods I want to talk to you about because they can impact your health more than just about anything else.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS estate, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
The show, check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know that we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about choices, about the choices we make every single day, and they'll impact our lives in such a great way. So remember this, the choices you make today will determine the kind of health and the kind of body you'll have tomorrow. Very powerful when you begin to think about that. All right, what do you eat for breakfast? Breakfast is the healthiest or the most important meal of the day. So, what are you eating? Are you still doing cereal? That's so 80s, as they say. Really, people are still doing cereals constantly. And not to knock them so much, but many cereals are heavily processed, don't have much fiber in them, loaded with sugar. We all know that, but it's kind of comforting. We've been doing it since we were kids, and we never move on from anything else. So I want to give you some different options, because I personally, we know it's the most important. Let me tell you why it's the most important meal of the day, okay? It's called break the fast, breakfast, okay? The reason is when you go to sleep, you're fasting. And so unless you're sleepwalking, eating at the same time, you're fasting. Most people sleep about 6 to 8 hours a day. And so during that time, the body repairs, it regenerates. It takes that time to regenerate hormones and build the immune system. So old cells die off, new cells form, all that kind of stuff. All that physiology happens while we're sleeping. Now, when you wake up in the morning, what wakes us up, or what should wake us up, and here's a little telltale sign if you're sleeping well or not. If the alarm clock has to wake you up, then and you're very groggy in the morning, then you're not in a really good state of health, typically. Because typically cortisol levels, if they're very high in the morning, which is normal, and they should be very low in the evening, that means the adrenal glands, the body stress glands, are working at a very good level. And typically, if cortisol levels are low in the morning, you're struggling to get out of bed and can barely function. So that's where the coffee comes in, the stimulants and all that, to try to get you geared up so you can feel good and get moving for the day. Get the cobwebs out of the brain, you know what I'm saying. So that's a big key, is to keep the adrenal glands healthy by managing and making sure they're doing the right thing, because then cortisol levels will be right in the morning. That wakes you up, snaps you right out of bed, and then gets you ready for the day. But here's what breakfast does. When you get a good protein meal, say eggs or maybe turkey, fish, whatever you like to eat in the morning for some type of protein source. I personally like doing a shake. I like getting a good organic pea protein and blending it with vegetables, fresh kale, maybe getting some almond milk unsweetened, or unsweetened coconut milk or goat milk or even water, mixing that together, getting some almond butter, some of the nut butters in there, fresh berries, blending that together, cinnamon, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants on the planet. I mean, really getting some good, healthy ingredients in there and start the day off. Why? It's liquid, number one, so it's easy for the body to digest. And it really gives you, you can control it and gives you just a quick meal. Because, again, probably myself, like anybody else, you know, when you're working and you're in high gear and you're on the move and on the go, you have to have something that works that you know you'll stick with. Maybe to sit down to cook and then eat the meal, which may take a total of 35, 40 minutes to do all of that, doing eggs and putting all that together may not be a reasonable solution. So that's why blending is a great option of putting that together. So again, just another little piece of that, which makes a big difference. But so it shuts down the high cortisol levels, balances that out, because high cortisol is not a good thing. It's good to wake you up in the morning, good for your overall circadian rhythm and normal cycle of the day, but you don't want it to remain high, because it can eat up muscle tissue, not a good thing, and it can mess up with your fat burning mechanism. So it can actually cause you to store body fat and burn up muscle tissue. So again, breakfast actually does that. But here's the deal. You don't want to do high sugar, no fiber, no nutrition in that meal. It needs to be so nutrient dense, as we call it, and power packed full of some great nutrition that it just really sets the stage for the day. That's what you want to shoot for. So again, here's some great options. I like doing eggs in the morning, fresh berries. You can do that. A fresh smoothie or shake in the morning is fantastic, like I talked about. Protein pancakes are a great way to go. You can take, and I did say pancakes, yes. So you take eggs, you can mix those together in the batter. You mix it together with some gluten-free oats. You can put organic goat milk yogurt in there and maybe a little bit of fresh berries. Blend all of that up and then put it in a skillet with some coconut oil and or however you want to end up cooking those, and you can make pancakes that way. So again, it's pretty much grain-free or gluten-free, if you will. It does have the oats in it, but it's fantastic. If you've never done anything like that, it's really, really amazing. So again, you could do goat yogurt as well. From raw goat's milk yogurt is a great way to go. Mix it with some fresh berries and get in some of your healthy fats in there as well. Maybe a couple tablespoons of sunflower butter. Any of that makes a great breakfast. And a lot of those are very quick. I mean, outside of the eggs, I like doing hard-boiled eggs. So if you're on the run, on the go, you could actually, you know, boil 24 eggs at the beginning of the week if you want to. Keep those in the refrigerator and grab and go throughout the week. So, again, it's about being ready, preparing, and having your foods together to really be able to win and tackle whatever situation you need to with your foods. But breakfast is the most important meal of the day, in my opinion. I think all of them are important, but breakfast definitely tops the list, and all the research is behind it to tackle it with. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call. We're going to Jake right now. Hi, Jake.
I'm calling in behalf of my wife. She had a massive heart attack. It took them 2 days to get her stabilized. And five bypasses. She's currently out of the hospital and in cardiac rehab here in Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, she's in cardiac rehab right now. I mean, you definitely want to have the physicians guiding and following up on a rehab and follow their protocol is what I'm saying. But if you're looking for just generalized support for the heart, I mean, nutrition is where it all begins. So remember, no matter what medically is being done to rehabilitate and you want to follow that, what you're doing day to day and from on, you know, here going forward is going to matter in a big way. So supporting the heart is vital. Make sure you want to get plenty of CoQ10. CoQ10 is extremely important to get your nutrition from vital. And one of the big keys for CoQ10, again, it gets depleted if you're taking statin drugs. So if you're taking any kind of cholesterol medication, it's going to, and we know this, it's in all the research and all the literature everywhere, it depletes the body of CoQ10, which is the number one antioxidant protectant for the heart. So when you start losing CoQ10, you start losing protection for cardiovascular function, not a good thing. So we want to make sure to balance that out and keep it healthy and keep those levels where they need to be. Now, for a heart-healthy diet, again, the old school is don't do a lot of fat. New school is eat plenty of fats, and that's the monounsaturated fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those kinds of fats make a big difference in overall cardiovascular function. So again, it's any of the nuts and seeds and the fish oils and all that sort of thing can make a big difference. So look into that, because from a heart healthy perspective, fats are a big key, proteins, carbohydrates, keep everything in balance. I do about 33, 33, and 33, split it up equal amount. And you really do quite well. The body responds well. You can get the kind of performance you need out of the body. You know, again, you're not getting too much of any, and you can keep everything in a nice little balance. But typically, that's what you can do. Most people can maintain good heart health, but it's about getting the right type of nutrition. Dark leafy greens, plenty of those, and do a lot of smoothies or shakes, whatever you want to call them. Literally, it's a great way to get solid, sound nutrition in on a regular basis. One key too, of course, exercise is a given, but on the eating side, which I really want to focus on, is make sure that there's multiple meals throughout the day. And also, if you're doing fish oil, go more with the oils than the gel caps. I'm not sure what her physicians have put her on, but the oil gives you a higher concentration. And when you dealt with any kind of cardiac event at all, you want to make sure you're getting a high, dense concentration, because it takes about, depending on the size of the gel caps, it could take up to, goodness, almost maybe 10 to 12 gel caps equal one tablespoon of the density of the oil. So you've got to look at that as well to make sure you're getting enough in one serving, because it really does make a huge impact. All the research is the kind of impact it can make on the heart. But fish oil, again, mercury-free. I like cod liver oil. Krill oil is good. Salmon oil, a lot of those are great. Flax is okay, but it has to go through a two-step conversion process in the liver, which makes it, in my opinion, not the best omega-3 oil that we can use. So I would definitely look at that. Hope that helps. Magnesium is our food of the day, food of the hour, rather. And magnesium's got a lot of great benefits. Just know it's the number one depleted mineral that we have in our food supply. And you get it. It helps with osteoporosis, of course, works with the other minerals and vitamin D to really bring in that bone density. Helps with cardiovascular disease. Also can regulate high blood pressure. So people that deal with hypertension, many physicians now are recommending magnesium or getting plenty of fruits and vegetables can offset that as well. It can help with diabetes. People that have retinopathy and even neuropathy have benefited from magnesium. And it helps with migraines, a lot of insomnia and depression. So again, It's really one of the number one minerals that we are deficient in. Helps with panic attacks, anxiety, stress, undue agitations. I mean, so much that goes on with a magnesium deficiency. So get that tested in your blood. They can easily do that and see what the numbers are. Then you can build a good game plan around that. We'll be right back. Coming up, we'll crack more questions about your health. And also, I've got some new tips. If you're looking to lose weight, feel better, and build a better immune system, you don't want to miss what's coming up. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hey, I love your show, love your manner and your approach to helping people. I am 52-year-old male who is starting to feel the weight of those 52 years, but my biggest irritant is the fact that I, when I urinate, I never seem to quite flush my bladder out completely. I can always get back to the restroom within a half an hour and urinate a little more. And I know there's products such as Flomax, drugs such as Flomax, but I was surely to heck hoping there was something a little more natural that I might be able to do.
There is. And have you had your prostate checked? Has that been an issue? Have they gone in and done testing on that?
You know, I haven't had my prostate checked since I turned 50. Is that the
it's time.
Likely key ingredient.
You need to go back in. Yeah, probably so. I mean, typically when the prostate starts to swell just a little bit, it can put a little bit of pressure in the bladder, in around the bladder area, and it'll allow you to feel like you've finished. But then, like you said, you go back, at, you know, 15 minutes to a half hour later, and there's more that needs to come out. So, I would just go get it checked out. I mean, just go to your primary care, and they'll go in and check it manually. You know, it's not a lot of fun, but you got to get it checked out. Make sure they can tell if it's swollen or not. And yes, they can use medications, which the Flomax helps to kind of shrink that down a little bit if that's an issue. And just so you know, as we get older, it tends to swell anyway. So it's kind of a natural part of, but not that's. Later, not in our 50s. In our 50s, it really shouldn't start yet. So there's probably some nutritional deficiencies, too. Do you have a pretty healthy diet, or are you kind of just getting on that journey now?
I eat a decent bit of good food. I still enjoy a little too much ice cream and sweets. I have a good exercise regimen going, but I do probably take in a whole lot more of junk calories than anyone would ever recommend.
Well, you know, one of the big keys for this is, as I would look at a lot of the nutritional options of what you can do to support the prostate. I mean, first go get it checked out, make sure that's what it is. But it's pretty classic for what it sounds like. But there are a lot of great like supplements you can use, but also there's great foods you can use. Like, for example, avocados are really, really good at supporting prostate health. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol is known in a lot of the studies to help bring down the prostate and to help support it in a great way. You've also got other components such as salt palmetto and pumpkin seed oil, which are fantastic. They help support it as well. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral that, as guys, we really burn through. We just blow through zinc. Stress levels, you know, working, exercise. We use up a lot of zinc because it also helps to make testosterone. And if we don't get enough of it, say from nuts and seeds, you get it from red meat as well. And you can get it from some of your dark leafy greens. So it's in a lot of our foods, but a lot of times we just don't get enough of it. So supplementation sometimes might be another key that you'll need to look at along those lines as well. But I would just go get it checked out. They'll run a PSA blood test. So they'll check it from that perspective, and then they'll also digitally check the prostate, and then you can kind of go from there. But if it is the issue and you get it shrunk down a little bit, a lot of times that can resolve. But your primary care can help you along those lines. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7262. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, divorce is never fun for anybody. It's not fun for the people going through it, and it's definitely not fun for the kids. And our emotional health, remember, 85% of the root cause of most disease, the CDC said, is to our emotional health. So that's pretty incredible. Well, they found now that children's age at the time their parents separate influences the risk for problems such as aggression or defiance, researchers found. But moving from a single parent family to a step parent family improved the conduct of the youngsters' higher income homes, they said. So our findings suggest that families' changes affect children's behavior in higher income families more than the children's behavior in lower income families, for better and for worse. So Rebecca Ryan, who's assistant professor of psychology at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., said, for the study, researchers analyzed data on about 4,000 U.S. children aged 3 to 12. And the findings were published recently in the Journal of Child Development. Divorce may affect the behavior of children in higher income families and not those in the lower income, because poor kids may not experience such a dramatic change, such as their living conditions and such. So, in addition, they said the single parent and blended families are more common in the lower income homes anyway. That's the norm. And therefore, it may be viewed as normal by lower income children. So their peers, that's kind of normal. But in the higher income families, they said typically divorce, wealthier families rather, the parent separation increased the risk of their children's behavior problems only if the separation occurred when the children were 5 years or younger. So moving into a step-parent family benefited the children's behavior only if it took place after age 6. So these findings suggest that both economic context and children's age are important to consider in understanding the effects of the family structure on children, Ryan said in a journal news release. While economic resources may in many ways buffer children, higher initial family income doesn't appear to be protective when parents separate, at least for younger children. So, again, it's never easy for kids. That's for sure. And you know, parents need to do everything they can if they're going through that transition to make it as comfortable and non-threatening to the child and make sure there's a lot of love involved. Puts another hour on the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.